Dean is at the National Butterball Turkey Hotline headquarters. Where exactly is that, Dean?
It's in Naperville. Yes, I always thought it was in the North Pole, but turns out right here in Naperville. This is where when you call 1-800-BUTTERBALL, or if you go to butterball.com, they have a text line. There's all kinds of ways now that you can communicate with the Butterball Turkey people and ask questions about, you know, preparation of your turkey. A lot of people are first timers. So, you know, they really need the help getting Thanksgiving dinner on the table. But a lot of people just forget, you know, things also. So it's good to just, you know, get a few pointers, you know, things like that. I was in the grocery store last night because I couldn't figure out any place else to be that was ridiculously crowded. The people are out there buying their turkeys frozen solid. Big turkeys that it's going to be difficult to defrost those guys in time for Thanksgiving tomorrow. There are ways to do it, and Butterball covers all of that. We're going to learn the best ways to carve. We're going to learn the best ways to check temperatures, places on the bird to do all that. We're getting lots of useful tips here today, and we're going to be cooking at 9 o'clock with Michael Maddox, who's a talk line expert about turkey leftovers coming up later on, one of the best parts of Thanksgiving dinner.
So that's on WGN-TV today, right?
That'll be on WGN-TV today, correct.
You know, over the years from talking to the people over there, I know that they get a lot of calls about trying to thaw out the turkey at the last minute. And they also get a lot of calls from dopey guys trying to cook Thanksgiving dinner for the first time. And they hear from people and some of the problems. What do I do? I put the turkey in the oven and I was all dressed up and my tie got stuck, in the oven. There's some crazy calls they get, right?
They do. We were talking about that earlier off the air, that somebody had called up one year, panicked because they had their turkey in the oven. You know how when you put your oven on self-clean, the door locks?
Right.
Somehow this oven locked with the turkey cooking inside of it.
That's a good
and
one.
And the woman could not get the turkey out of the oven. And the Butterball people, they stayed with her, you know, like it was a medical emergency. They stayed with her on the phone, to figure out how to get this done and, you know, saved her Thanksgiving, basically. Another, somebody was trying a slow cook method, like they were cooking their bird at like 150 degrees in the oven, and it was supposed to be, you know, for like 12 hours or something like that. Come the 12 hours, the turkey's not anywhere near done. The guests are already there, you know, and what do you do? So Butterball Turkey Talk Line to the rescue with stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, they're open now. They're open now, and they open at 6 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. So if anybody has any questions about getting all this stuff done, I can't wait for the leftover segment we're going to do later, because one of my favorite things any time of year is a turkey leftover sandwich, where you take, I like to do it on sourdough bread, but you can do it on a waffle made of stuffing. You can use any kind of bread that you want with leftover turkey, leftover mashed potatoes, leftover cranberry sauce. You just pile it up, and it's the most delicious sandwich ever.
All I need is the stuffing. Holiday time is the time for that special with Bozo, Garfield Goose, and Ray Rayner. When is that on this year?
Yeah, that's going to be the first run of it this year. It's a holiday tradition now. It's going to be tomorrow from 10 a.m. until noon, where we look back at the the history of three of the most popular television shows in the history of Chicago children's television. That'll be on again on Christmas morning from 9 to 11. And then we've got our Bozo special that we did, Bozo 1960s, following that, and then Bozo the 1970s after that. So Christmas Day, we're going to have a lot of Bozo coverage, which also kind of leads me into a story that we're going to be doing later on today. on related to the 60th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. If you remember, the news came down right around the noon hour Chicago time. Mm-hmm. You know, people of a certain age remember exactly where they were when that news came down. A little 8-year-old girl named Mary Jane happened to be at the Bozo Show and was about to play the grand prize game, the bucket game, when the news came down. The bulletins came over, news coverage clicked in, and she never got to play the grand prize game. I'm going to talk with her later on. She has one of the most unusual stories of, you know, remembering exactly where she was 60 years ago today.
I bet. Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards, Taylor Swift fans doing something nice in the wake of a very, very sad event. Dean?
Yeah, there was this horrible story of a Taylor Swift fan in the heat in Brazil, where she was continuing their South American leg of her Eras tour, died after attending a show. It's been horrible. Taylor Swift has made many comments about it, about how affected she was that a fan passed away after coming to see the show. There's going to be much more on how that happened, why that happened, et cetera. But in the meantime, Taylor Swift fans are stepping up, and they've started a fund to help the family of this young girl who passed away to raise money to transport her body back to their hometown, to have a funeral, et cetera. So, you know, say what you want about Taylor Swift fans being, you know, kind of, you know, frivolous and, you know, silly and all that stuff. When it comes to it, they came through for this other Swift event.
Yeah, they did for sure. All right. What's on your list of things to do for the holiday?
Yeah, we've got so many things going on. It's such a busy entertainment weekend. The Goodman Theater's A Christmas Carol is kicking off their 46th annual production of the Dickens classic. That's going to run through December the 30th. We've got a version of A Christmas Carol that went up during the pandemic. It was an online version of A Christmas Carol at the Writers Theater in Glencoe. They have transposed that now into an in-person version, which they call the Manual Christmas Carol, that has puppets in it and music and actors and all kinds of things. So that's going to be going on until Christmas Eve. We've got the pre-Broadway world premiere of Boop, the Betty Boop musical, that is now up and running at the CIBC Theater before it goes to New York next year. That's going to be here until Christmas Eve. And the Paramount Theater in Aurora just opened up its production of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory that runs through January the 14th. I'm going to see that this weekend, so I'll have a review for you of that on Monday. We've got all kinds of holiday shows that are kicking off shortly after Thanksgiving. It's a Wonderful Life on stage at the American Blues Theater. We've got all kinds of Nutcracker Suites. Pretty much you can go, you know, over the holiday weekend. Almost all of the theaters are closed tomorrow, of course, for Thanksgiving. For music, we've got the Bodines at the City Winery playing through Sunday. We've got the Whispers and Dramatics at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond on Saturday. Brett Michaels, the frontman for Poison Rather, is at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles on Sunday. Wheeling's very own American Idol runner-up Haley Reinhart at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie on Sunday. And the actor, whose name is Noah Reed, he played Patrick on Schitt's Creek, he's also a musician. He's going to be performing Saturday at the Park West. Our buddy Thomas Lennon from Reno 911 is reuniting with his sketch comedy group called The State. They're doing two shows at the Riviera Saturday and Sunday. Adam Ferrara is at the Improv in Schaumburg all weekend long. Chevy Chase is going to be making an appearance at the Chicago Theater Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. They're going to be showing National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation up on the big screen, the Sound of Music sing-along starts at the Music Box Theater. That's going to run through December 3rd. They're showing the Will Ferrell movie Elf up on the big screen over at the Auditorium Theater with the live symphony orchestra doing the score. Auditorium Theater Saturday, Rosemont Theater on Sunday, and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra is going to be playing the score for Disney's Fantasia Sunday at the Symphony Center. So you can see there are tons of things to do for the weekend. And I'm just briefly going to tell you about the new movies, because this is, you know, we're into new movie season right now. The big movie for this weekend is Napoleon, starring Joaquin Phoenix as Napoleon Bonaparte. It is directed by Ridley Scott, and it's the story of Napoleon from a young soldier all the way through his military life, through his defeat at Waterloo. Oh, spoiler alert. I guess I should leave a few more hundred years before I tell you how the whole thing ended. It's a magnificently beautiful movie, like Ridley Scott always does. Visually stunning. I felt like the story couldn't quite keep up with how visually stunning this movie is. I still liked it very much, but I just kind of felt something was missing in the storytelling of Napoleon's life story and his romance with Josephine. I wound up giving it a Dean's B. The disappointment of the weekend is the Disney Kids movie that's opening for the holiday weekend called Wish. This is one where I kind of feel like the Disney Kids movies lately are going through what Marvel movies went through. They need to shake things up and really do a complete refresh, because they are just so, average lately. And that's what this movie Wish is. Yeah, I guess the kids are going to like it, but it's not a Disney classic like we all know. I gave that a Dean's List C-, I'm afraid.
And finally, Dean, what is the Butterball hotline phone number I can call when I drop the turkey on the floor and want to know if it's safe to use Lysol on it?
Yep, they can help you. It's 1-800-BUTTERBALL. Do you want me to ask somebody? I can. I'm pretty sure I can get an answer for you pretty quickly.
I'll call. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Okay. That's part of the tradition. I understand. Okay.
Thank you, Dean.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and Marianne.
Same to you.